Thanks, Nathan. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so the weather is rotten. It's gray, it's snowing, it's chilly. So we're looking for reasons to be optimistic. Let me suggest three. Number one, it's spring. Believe it or not, despite what you see when you look out your window, it is in fact spring today. Number two, it's Friday. So we've made it this far. And number three, two words, ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore Blast. I'm Tom Hall. The Baltimore Blast is our major arena soccer league team. They have been around in one form or another since 1980, and they have often been one of the most dominant teams in the league. They're 21-2 this year. They've won seven championships, and this weekend they'll play for number eight. They'll face the Monterrey Flash, a team from Mexico, in the championship series, which begins tonight at Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore. And with me now by phone is the captain of the Blast, Pat Healy. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell me about this team. What are your strengths this year? Why such good success so far?
Year in, year out, we have a good defensive unit led by a good goalkeeper. But it's all the guys on the team just buying into a philosophy and a mindset of playing good defense and then going from there. If we limit their chances, we don't have to score as many goals and we'll have more opportunities to score.
So you were named the Major Arena Soccer League Defensive Player of the Year, and your teammate William Vanzela named the Goalie of the Year. So defense really is the key here. Is that the sort of the structural firmament upon which your strategy and your philosophy is based?
It's one of them. It's the staple of our team. We have a high scoring offense too. I think we're probably like fourth or fifth in the league in scoring. There was games throughout the year that we could have actually probably scored a little bit more goals, but we took our foot off the pedal a little bit, and it could have probably been higher. But we have a great offense, but a well-balanced offense too. But our defenses are staple, but it's not just the guys in the back. It's everybody buying into it, the forwards, the midfielders, everything.
So I want to congratulate you on being named Defensive Player of the Year, and I also want to ask you how you're feeling. I saw tape of you getting absolutely clocked by a guy from the Missouri Comets, a defender named Andre Braithwaite. Tell us about what happened. This was after the game. It wasn't in the middle of the actual competition. You're just talking to some guy on the other team, and what's your understanding of what went on?
I really don't know what was going through his head. I don't even think about that a little bit. Game ended. It was a hard fought game. Great game. It was a great game. Two sides battling. We were fortunate enough to get, you know, a great result. And it was in a friendly conversation. I was actually laughing with one of his teammates. It was probably a minute or two after the game. Everybody's shaking hands, and he calmly pretty much walked over and headbutted me. There's no reason for that in anywhere in life, but after a game, you're supposed to show sportsmanship, shake hands, walk off the field, and he definitely did not do that.
Yeah, he was dismissed from the team immediately, but he headbutted you, made a huge gash in your forehead. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right. Doctor said I kind of got really lucky where he hit me. I got no concussion, just need the stitches. They didn't put as many in as I probably should have, because I got to play on Friday. They were trying to limit as much and kind of close it up as best as possible. So I was able to play tonight and on Sunday. But I'm feeling fine. It hurt at the time a little bit, but I didn't get any headache. Thank God, and no concussion.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're feeling good. Indoor soccer and outdoor soccer. Tell folks who are kind of uninitiated about the game of soccer what the main differences are between playing in an arena and playing on the open field.
Yeah, we play in a ice hockey size field. Pretty much it's turf right on top of, you know, ice in most cases, or in our city, it's, you know, it's not, there's no ice, but it's just the size of a hockey ring. It's 6-on-6 instead of 11-on-11, so there's one goalie and five field players. The action is very fast. There's unlimited substitutions. So you're typically going for, you know, depending on what happens, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, maybe a minute, and then you're off. So there's a lot of end-to-end action because of a limited amount of guys, a lot more high scoring. I think probably average about 8 or 9 goals a game probably throughout the game, you know, so typically, maybe 3 at the most, 4 sometimes in outdoor. There's a lot more scoring, a lot more action. Ball stays in a lot, you know, with the boards and everything. So that's pretty much the primary differences.
When you were growing up, were you, did you start playing outdoors, or was indoor soccer always something that appealed to you?
Well, we had the Blast. We grew up with the Blast. You know, just like every player, I grew up in, you know, rec council system and moved my way up. But I played outdoor. We, you know, in the winter, you have to play indoor. I think now kids more playing football, which is great, but indoor soccer is a really fun game to play. So as an outdoor player, and then, you know, when I, after college, I got the opportunity to join the Blast and just kind of made it a nice little fit for me.
Pat Healy is the captain of the Baltimore Blast. They're playing the Monterey Flash tonight at Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore in the first of 2 out of 3 game Major Arena Soccer League Championship Series on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning, and I'm Tom Hall. What can you tell me, Pat, about the Monterey Flash? They're from Monterey, Mexico. What are you going to expect from that team?
A very experienced team, experienced coach who actually does play in the back four. His name is Nenone Martinez. One of the legends of indoor soccer. He's probably near 40 years of age, but he can still play. They have a lot of experience. Guys are fast, strong, like to shoot. They have actually a little smaller arena down there, so it's a lot even more action, even in Monterey. But they've done a great job throughout the season. They were 18-2 during the regular season and won 3 big playoff games versus Dallas and then lost 2 of against Las Vegas. They're a great team with a lot of experience. We're just looking to play our game and hopefully get a good result tonight.
That's an interesting thing to understand, that the arena there is a different size than the arena you're used to playing with, playing in here in Baltimore. Is that clear? Is every arena in the league slightly different?
It's always a little different. Length kind of is always a little different just because some are minor league hockey arenas that are a little smaller and some are larger, some are actual, you know, NHL-sized hockey arena, so it's made a little larger. But it doesn't really make that much of a difference. It's still the same concepts, just maybe a little bit more quicker, that's all.
All right, well, Pat, in my other life, I'm a classical musician. I perform on the stage, and our mm-hmm. phrase of wishing people good wishes is to say break a leg. So that's what I'm going to tell you now.
Okay.
Yeah, you've already taken care of the head, so just, you know, concentrate on breaking a leg here.
But, I appreciate that.
We all wish you the best, so have a great time this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks
Pat
for
Healy. Pat Healy, he's the team captain of the Baltimore Blast, Baltimore's professional arena league soccer team. They're playing the Monterey Flash tonight at Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore as part of the Major Arena Soccer League Championship Series. We've got more information, on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us this morning. Coming up Monday, a conversation about mentors who are working with kids while they're at work. Plus, nutrition diva Monica Reinagle about new dietary guidelines and a look at the state of the pension system in Maryland. Lots to look forward to on Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. Until then, drive safe, stay warm. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1870, Baltimore City's population constituted almost one-third of all of Maryland's inhabitants. In 2015, that fraction is around 10%. Hope your weekend is great and that you'll be back with us on Monday.